Last time on Dear David Part 1.
As soon as this started happening, he's been tweeting about it, keeping everyone posted. Mm. This is an ongoing investigation as well, which is why this is so cool.
This is a creepy, disgruntled kid who's got giant bags under his eyes, and more alarmingly, half of his head is missing.
Well, last week, I was almost kicked by the donkey to say one f***ing word about Sensei.
He's a f***ing
bitch. I will end you! This could actually be, possibly, depending on how this develops, our first two-part episode.
Welcome to the podcast. I'm your host for today, Rory Powers, joined by my buddy and professional paranormal investigator, Kit Greer.
Howdy.
How you doing, Kit?
I'm doing great, Rory. How you doing?
I'm doing fantastic because this is our first ever two-part...
Holy damn!
Two-part episode.
Look at me now, Dad.
To be honest with you, I didn't even know if we were going to come back.
Yeah.
Because there was a very high chance that nothing else was going to happen in this Dear David case.
Absolutely.
So if you haven't listened to this podcast before, we every week take a new paranormal case. And as professional paranormal investigators, we investigate it. We dig about with
From
our little hands.
From top to bottom.
We dig up some graves, take some jewelry if that's what it takes to solve these
crimes.
That's right. Take anything they have.
Hell,
if we meet a few
rare endangered animals along the way, we'll cut off their horns, sell them on the black market,
sell them,
flip
sure,
it
sure.
for a profit.
And I would also recommend if you haven't listened to Dear David Part 1, it would be good to go back and listen to Part 1.
Accurate.
Even with our roundup, because we're going to be moving forward from where we left off.
That's right.
Okay.
That's right.
So last time we were investigating this case, Adam had gone through a lot of creepy stuff. Strange dreams where a kid with a dented head watches him sleep from a green chair.
That's right.
Polaroids that didn't develop.
Mm-hmm.
Cats meowing.
A strange kind of apparition outside his door that
yes.
appeared on camera.
Yeah. A lot of creepy stuff. And when we last left the case, there was talk of a thunderstorm that was headed his way.
That's right.
So we're going to pick up right where we left off because... This little ghost boy doesn't miss a beat.
Because I haven't been following it. So
no.
you're a couple steps ahead of me here.
Yeah,
so
I was...
I'm on the same page as the audience right now.
I was getting tweets and DMs about people asking me if I was keeping up with the events. Because things really started kicking off. things got pretty
Adam's
real.
Dead. Apartment Adam's building
dead.
Burned to the ground. All our listeners dead. For what it... For what it matters.
Turned out David was a little burglar and shot Adam. Point
little
blank.
David was a little murderer. Yeah.
So let's pick up right where we left off.
Mm.
This is August 21st.
Of this, last month.
Yeah. This is how close we are to this paranormal beast.
All right, hit me.
Adam tweeted, "I fell asleep pretty early. I was incredibly tired for some reason. I had a dream that night where David was dragging me by the arm through an old abandoned warehouse.
Oh no.
I'm not sure why I didn't fight back in the dream, or how he was strong enough to pull me, but I guess that's dream logic for you. It was a creepy dream, but I didn't think much of it when I woke up. I took a shower, and then I noticed something. I woke up with a huge bruise on my arm."
Oh.
So this is the first time in the case we're seeing something from the dream cross over into reality.
Okay, so he's saying that whenever he was dragged through the dream warehouse,
right.
he got snagged on a dream box and it dream bruised him.
Dream bruises. Yeah, okay. It somehow crossed over into reality. Now, Adam decides to take the logical approach to this, mm-hmm. which I respect, obviously. He says...
I'm not a fan of that approach, but I do. Damn, I respect it.
Damn, I respect it. He says, maybe I injured myself the day before and my arm was hurting in the night, which manifested itself as something in the dream.
Yeah.
Which does make sense.
Yeah.
It's like if you fall asleep on public transport and then you dream that you're in a shaky room or when you wake, your alarm wakes you up in the morning and in your dream you start
There's
hearing...
There's a crow cawing in your
face. There's a crow going...
The time sponsored by Acuras.
So that makes sense. That checks out to me. If his arm's hurting, his brain is going to signal that to.
And kudos. This is
body.
Not the first time Adam is, checking himself before he reckon himself. and he's doing the legwork for us here. He's finding the most logical conclusion.
Yes. Adam doing the legwork for a lot of this is one of the reasons why I love investigating.
Oh, yeah.
So anyway, there could be a totally logical explanation for it. So he brushes it off and goes out to grab a coffee, which he says he does every weekend.
Sure.
And you know what? I want to hone in on this point. It's okay. important to keep your routine when you're being haunted, okay? Because I believe ghosts are like terrorists. And as soon as you, as soon as they start affecting your day-to-day, the ghosts win.
They've won.
They've won.
I see.
And I don't negotiate with ghosts.
Yeah, yeah, yeah. Okay.
If the ghosts say they have my family by gunpoint, I say...
I'm going for coffee.
I'm going for coffee.
I'm going for a latte. Let's see how this one pans out. I'll be back in 90 minutes.
Blow their freaking heads off. See if I care.
Ghost gun of yours. Your family are like, Rory, this is a real gun. And there's no ghost.
There's no ghost.
This is a terrorist
threat. This man just took your wallet. You should know this is not a ghost. So he's walking to the coffee place. And on the walk there, you know, he's walking down the street. I'll throw some sounds in here, like walking down the street, music. Having a good time. Damn. On the walk, all right, he passes by a food cart repair depot. Now, he's lived in this neighborhood for allegedly 4 years and claims that that place has always been jam-packed in the past.
Okay.
But now, weirdly, it's completely abandoned.
Okay. Interesting.
Adam says the whole warehouse was totally gutted and empty. Well, almost empty. As he walked into the warehouse to look around. Terrible idea, by the way. Oh, I'm scared of ghosts. Let's go to the ghost nest.
Yeah, I mean, this is all. I mean, that's, I mean, for one, trespassing. For two, dumb.
Yeah. I mean, you could just find a crackhead in there.
Yeah.
Way scarier than a ghost.
Absolutely.
I mean, they're real.
Yeah.
For a start.
Casper won't shank you.
So I just decided to go into the old warehouse where, a side note, that family was brutally murdered 15 years ago this day. He thinks it's a good idea to check it out. Okay. I guess, you know what, you've had that dream about a warehouse. You see this warehouse.
Yeah, he's going on his intuition here.
He walks in and the whole warehouse is empty, except for one thing. In the middle of the warehouse is a single green chair. Now, if you remember, David first appeared in the green chair in his apartment.
Yeah.
I know what you're thinking, Kit. It's not real. It ain't real. Well, I got a photo to prove it.
You got a photo?
Here's the warehouse.
All right.
There's the green chair, which you can't really see because the photo is very dark.
Okay, it's a chair. Okay, I don't see any little boys here just yet, but I do see a chair.
Did I ever say there was a little boy? Are you putting words in my mouth right now?
I feel manipulated because you're asking me if I see David, but then you're also saying...
So you don't see David?
Yeah, no, I don't see David.
I guess some people don't have the gift. That's fine too, I guess.
Yeah, this is interesting. Okay, cool. So we're starting to connect some dots here. This is unusual. But I mean, but let's also play devil's advocate.
The devil's there? Burn it! Burn it, Adam!
I'm the devil! there's chairs everywhere.
Well, I guess.
Yeah.
Green ones, though, in dream warehouses.
I guess.
I guess there are chairs everywhere.
There are chairs everywhere.
It's one of these things where it's like, as soon as you're looking, it's like snooping. You know when you snoop on someone's phone? I mean, right. I don't. It's just yours, but not like anyone else's. No one, like nobody else's, but yours.
How did you guess my password? 666.
Yeah, they always say when you're snooping, like, don't snoop, because you'll always find what you're looking for.
Right.
That's it. Which I think means if you snoop, you'll search until you find what you were afraid to find.
Right. Well, there's definitely that. There's also that kind of...
Like, I was searching for yours, and I just...
What were you looking for?
Any type of porn at all.
Right.
And it was just... You have folders for it.
Yeah,
I did. It was really, really
weird. Actually, as you'll see, I can screenshot this for the listeners at home. I've actually... find a way of jailbroken my phone so that I've taken away all the native apps and there's actually just porn. Granted.
Even the native app you have, like stocks, only list porn companies. So it's like you porn is way up.
I have an extremely diverse portfolio, diverse in terms of ethnicities of porn. It's really something to behold. Do you know where the recession didn't hit? Browsers.com, Pornhub.com, all right?
That's true. Porn is recession proof.
Absolutely.
I guess, because even how sad, if anything, it thrives on recession.
Absolutely, it does.
Because imagine you're like, oh, I'm so bummed out. I lost all my investments today.
I think
today.
All the porn stars are like broken homeless now because they're not really making any cash.
Right.
But I think the sites are still going.
Do you think there's paranormal porn?
Absolutely, there
like
is.
Like ghost porn, Bigfoot. on Goatman porn?
I think this is something I'm willing to set a boundary that I'm to not start, willing to investigate. Right. So, I'm not willing to investigate. So I'm going to have to ask the nation at home.
Okay. So we're going to flash forward now.
Right.
To August 26th.
Okay. A couple days.
A few more strange things happen around the apartment. But one in particular blows this case wide open. Like a ghastly explosion of ectoplasm.
Wow.
So one of the strange occurrences that we talked about last episode was that in a dream, Adam was told that David appears at midnight.
Right.
And every midnight, Adam's cats would go to his front door and start meowing at nothing. Well, for some reason, it's been getting earlier and earlier. So Adam wrote, "I was almost used to the routine, so when they started to cry at the door closer to 10 p.m., I was confused. They began a new routine, hover around the door at 10 p.m., cry for about 15 minutes, then wander off as if nothing's wrong." Is he feeding the cats?
Yeah, I mean, this definitely sounds like not altogether unusual cat behavior.
No.
I have, like, cats out the back garden. Unfortunately, it sounds like I'm crazy because they're never here when you're here, but I was trying to get some work done this morning.
And are they here now with you, Kit? Do you see the cats now?
I mean, you're one of them for sure, but there's another one, a friend.
You drink milk from a bowl one time and you're labeled a cat.
You shit in a box of sand one time.
Legally change your name to Mr. Whiskers and ooh, everyone thinks you're a cat.
You eat cat food every single day and suddenly you're a cat. But yeah, I was trying to get some work done today, or I should say for the last like goddamn couple weeks.
Right.
And this little shit out there, there are two cats in my back garden. Two black cats, and they fight 24 hours a day. There was one day they fought for 24 hours. I heard them in the morning.
There's no way they fight for 24 straight hours.
I went to work, came back, they were fighting. I went to bed that night. They were fighting.
How do you intervene with that? Do you raise your own cat, like a bloodthirsty cat, and set him out with
them? Or you raise a little Gandhi cat, like a preaching nonviolence
cat.
I'm
much more into, because I don't like cats getting hurt, so I think a little peace cat.
Yeah, and you get little tiny spectacles on them and like a little kind of loincloth type thing, you send them out there.
That would be great,
actually.
A little
pen is mightier than the sword kind of cat.
To bring the peace, yeah,
they
yeah.
Kill him instantly, slit his throat. It's like recently there's been the Conor McGregor Floyd Mayweather fight.
Yeah.
And you know, and everyone was talking about, it's like, can Conor McGregor go 10 rounds? I mean, that's a lot of rounds. People are like, that's a long time. That's like a lot of fighting.
Where
these
are
cats
going
are going 1,000 rounds out there. They've been fighting since last Tuesday.
They're not getting anything out of that fight.
No. Like they think they're fighting over territory. They're fighting over the weeds in my back garden. There's nothing out there.
To be fair, that's their Dublin. Like, one of them's just like, I'm the king of the weeds. I'm the king, you got f***ing nothing on me. Again, I would like to just reiterate to our audiences that I've been here numerous times and never seen or heard a cat. So Kit's sanity is still up for say. So we'll
anyway, let's get back to the Loch Ness Monster, where the f*** you were talking about.
Side note though, you hear them now? You hear the cats now? Because they're loud.
It's all I hear.
Outside, wake up in the morning, hear the cats. I'm on the tube, the cats. They're fighting beside me on the seats. Work, the cats.
Burn down your work building, Kit.
Okay, so 15 minutes, near 10 o'clock, they cry all the time at the door, and then they wander off as if nothing is wrong. But this week, something has been happening. Shortly after the usual cat stuff, around 10:30 or so, Adam starts getting phone calls from an unmarked number. Usually, for me personally, usually it's a telemarketer using like an automatic ring service.
Yeah.
So it's quite annoying. You pick up and it takes a second. Once it takes a second to connect, you're like, okay, this is.
Also, when they mispronounce your name, it's like, hello, Mr. Rory Powtown.
But it's good now because I can just tell them that I'm a paranormal investigator. And it's just the sound of a phone hanging up. But they know there's no money to be won here. Holy shit. I see the cat.
Oh, yeah.
Oh, my God.
It's about to kick off, baby.
I see one of them right now.
So you see them too. That's what happens.
You've got the gift, boy.
That's what happens if you hang around these parts long enough. The gas leak in the basement will really get to you.
See cat fights everywhere. Well, Adam thinks the same thing. He thinks it's got to be a telemarketer. And usually, you know, if you pick up, and go blah, 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 and hang up.
Yeah.
You know, that's it. They'll leave you alone because they know they'll tick you off a list or whatever.
Yeah.
So he does. He picks up and he doesn't say anything. He just waits because it'll take a second for the call to connect. But instead of a telemarketer, all he hears is this electrical static sound.
Not good.
On the
Never
phone.
Good.
Which is very similar to, in part one, I think we mentioned that he was using a sleep app to record sounds.
Right.
Some of the sounds he heard was this exact same thing, this electrical static sound.
Uh-huh.
And now it's coming through on the phone that calls at 10 p.m. So Adam writes, after about a minute, the static stopped and there was just silence. I kept listening. I heard what I thought was breathing, but it was so faint, I can't be sure. My heart was racing, so it was hard to hear. Then just as I was about to hang up, I heard a very small voice whisper, "Hello?" Adam panics and hangs up the phone. Oh!
That's pretty good.
What are you thinking? What pretty are your good. Thoughts, man?
I mean, at first I thought that was a butt dial. That sounds like a classic butt dial. Is static, silence, rustling, and then eventually breathing because people don't realize that they're on the phone to you. But the hello definitely bunks that trend.
Yeah. Like a childish whispery hello.
Yeah.
I would like it if it was still just a telemarketer.
Yeah.
It's like, hello? Did you purchase PPI insurance in the last 6 months?
Oh, Christ. He did a classic horror movie thing earlier on when he saw the empty warehouse and he walked in. Because
yeah.
People always go, don't go in the warehouse.
Yeah.
This is one time when I wish he would have stayed on the phone a little longer. But it's
but again, that's
creepy.
Like the horror trope is that you get a phone call, you panic, and you go, and hang it up.
Yeah, that's true.
It's very tropey. This is a tropey
yeah.
story. A little too
almost
tropey.
Almost as if it's written.
I know what you mean because, you know, he's not in any harm on a phone.
Mm.
I don't know how ghosts work. Maybe he
I don't know. Well, I was about to say we've seen The Ring. I haven't actually seen The Ring, but I know enough about The Ring to know that that's how it works.
That it's circular.
They phone you or some shit.
Yeah.
And then you die 7 days later.
Oh, no, you have to watch the video.
Ah,
and then
shit.
You die.
There's another one with a phone, I swear to God.
Yeah, I don't know. It's something spooky, but it's also something very easily explained. This is just, this could be a prank caller.
Because
also, the dude now is crazy. He's blown up. He's got like
yes.
200,000 followers
granted.
Since this kicked off.
So say one of the hundreds of people who have his phone number think it would be funny off the back of this to do this.
Exactly. Which, god damn it, people, would you stop it? You think this is a game? Sorry,
I swear, if any of you bitches listen to this right now, I think it would be funny to start prank calling 078-441.
No, why? Don't give him your, don't give him the whole number.
Oh, because then
they could
call actually
you,
call me.
Which we don't want. But if any of you motherfuckers want to come by 92 Naple Way
no,
Street.
No, dude, not my address. Your address.
Right. Oh, my one.
Yeah.
Oh, right. 17 Oak Lane, you little pieces
yes,
of shit. Want to get laid out. You want a cat fight?
You think you can take him? I'll be hiding in a bush nearby. Ready to drop you as soon as you drop him. There's three more of them waiting in bushes nearby to take us both out.
Oh, I had a photo. This whole time I had a photo of his bruised arm as well.
Oh, throw it to me.
Like, you can kind of see it. It's on the wrist there.
Oh, don't throw it to me.
There you go.
It's a figure of speech.
All right, flash forward again.
Yes, sir.
August 29th.
Oh, we're getting painfully close. This
painfully
is just a couple days
close.
Ago.
This is 3 days later. It's now August 29th.
Wow.
Adam does something smart. Something that I would have done on day one.
Cool. Move the f- Start. Move city.
It's a start. This is a start towards that direction.
Delete your account.
He moves the damn green chair out of his bedroom.
Cool.
I mean, we talked about this. Frankly, I would nuke it and send it to space. But moving it away from your bed where you dream is a good start.
Yeah.
So Adam also mentions in his tweets that he's going on a trip to Japan in a few weeks.
Cool, cool.
So in preparation, he buys one of those pet monitoring cameras. You know, the guy's got two lovely cats.
Mm.
You want to make sure that they're okay when they're gone. It's basically like a nanny cam.
Yeah.
So it runs for 24 hours, connects to the Wi-Fi.
Mm.
And then when there's any movement or sound, it'll send you ping notifications on an app or whatever and be like,
right.
Hey, the cats have shit on the floor.
And it's basically horror movie gold is what it is.
Yeah, you can see where this is going. The camera is pointed at what I assume is his front door area. There's like a shelf. The green chair now
yeah.
that's been moved, TV, all the usual stuff. So Adam decides to hook it up over the weekend to test it out before his trip. So he sets up the camera before he goes out one night. Well, while he's out, his phone pings him a couple of times, and it's the usual stuff, cats running around, etc. And then he gets another alert at 11 p.m. saying that it detected some motion. So he checks the feed to see what the cats are up to, but he doesn't see anything. Odd. He watches it again on his phone. Nothing. No cats, just still frame. So he watches it a third time. And that's when he sees it, Kit.
Don't go back for the third time!
I have the footage right here, Kit, and I want to show it to you because
really?
It's
a shit.
It's pretty scary, man. I ain't slept for a while.
Okay. Oh, you got on your phone. So this is his pet cam filming the room, and I don't want to startle you f***ers at home, but that green chair is rocking of its own accord.
It's insane. We're literally watching a video of this chair rock by itself. If this was a Twitter hoax, I'm not entirely sure how he's done this. The whole chair is in shot. There's not like a hand rocking it at the bottom.
Yeah.
You know, there's not like a string being pulled. It's just the chair rocking by itself.
Devil's advocate.
Okay, here we go.
The video is not that high quality. I mean, there could be something attached to it.
You think this man has nothing better to do with his day than fake a rocking chair?
All I'm saying is, this is where I adopt.
Adam, I apologize on his behalf.
This is where I adopt just like in the town hall meeting where they're all deciding what to do about this ghost situation. There's like one like really shitty person in the crowd who's like, this guy's getting pretty famous off all this.
Yeah.
I think he's a crook.
Yeah. So you're doubtful? You're a doubtful twice.
I don't know. I'm just saying that, you know, like those ghost shows, like Most Haunted and all that, like there's myriad ghost shows.
Right,
I mean,
those documentaries.
Their bread and butter is rocking chairs rocking of their own accord.
Yeah. I mean, it is like, again, it's a trope, but it is the object that we've seen pop up a couple times. So it would be the one that would be my most likely to move, whether or not it fits in with the horror genre or not.
Yeah, it's true.
Whether or not you believe that, Kit, I've actually got another video.
Jesus.
Because it pings later on in the night.
Okay.
Let's see how you feel about this one.
I really appreciate the degree of evidence. This is unprecedented for this paranormal life.
Yeah. And just paranormal cases in general.
Yeah.
Very rare.
God. Okay, so we're in the exact same location, looking at the living room. I'm keeping my eyes on the rocking chair, watching for other stuff. Whoa, what was that? Whoa.
A little boy scurries across the floor.
Flips me off. I just missed something. I'm going to have to rewind and get it, but...
You're damn right you will.
Okay, I'm rewinding. Oh, what was that? I've done the kind of horror movie.
Don't go back a third time, Kit.
No, he's here.
Eyes roll back into your skull.
The cats. I've done like the horror movie trope where you do the creepy freeze frame on what it is.
God.
For those listening at home, which is everyone, there's a kind of bookshelf and something falls from out of frame, presumably the ceiling, a small dark round object, and it lands on the shelf, but it goes out of sight immediately. It's all very fast, but you can stop the video and see for yourself exactly what's happened.
So again, this is great. We're seeing two cases of actual, I guess what you could say, physical evidence of these interferences happening. That's some of the last things that have happened in this case.
Cool.
So we're all caught up as of this day that we're recording this podcast. I think the podcast might go out a little later. So again, Adam is most likely dead by now.
Yeah, for sure.
His next video on Twitter is just going to be all his worldly possessions circling around him in the sky.
Yeah. As the investigator in this particular case, what are you thinking?
Well, I've got a couple of little pieces of my investigation that I want to do before I come to my conclusion.
Sure.
So I did a little research. I Googled earlier how to kill ghosts.
From what I can't believe you forgot that, dude. That was like second semester, dude.
Turned out it was gun. Gun kills ghosts.
Gun kills all.
But a lot of people were saying you can't. You can't kill a ghost. You can make them vanish. You can make them go away. But I mean, they're dead.
Yeah, the word kill doesn't really apply.
Exactly. But I was looking into different ways in which you can measure them, detect them, trap them. And one of the things they sell are these different type of readers that measure the electro waves around you and auras. So you can get little readings So I looked on Amazon and I thought we should get one of these for the podcast. This would be great for our investigations. Uh-huh. They were expensive. I said no. But what I did do was download an app called Ghost Sensor.
As it happens, is £3,500 a download.
It's also a yearly subscription. You have to pay them per ghost detected.
Oh my God, 10,000 ghosts in the first 5 seconds.
How is this possible? I'm so broke.
There's a lot of dead people, I guess.
So I have the ghost detector right here.
Wow. That thing looks scientific.
Yeah, it looks really impressive. What I think we should do is, if you on your laptop,
right?
If you can bring up the picture, or sorry, right. the video of okay. that chair rocking, I'm okay. going to activate the ghost detector. And we'll just see what happens on the board here.
This is just so damn scientific. I can't
know.
Believe.
Christ, I'm on the edge of my seat.
So I've got the video lined up and you've got your app.
I've got ghost detector ready to rock.
Cool.
I'm a little scared, man. I'm not going to lie. My palms are really sweaty. All right. Can you point it in my direction so the ghost detector can see it? Okay.
All right.
I'm going to hit the button now to activate the ghost detector.
Let's do it.
Ranges from min to max. There's no in between in a ghost life.
It's extremely arbitrary. Okay.
So we're just going to go ahead and give this one a whirl.
I like the way the colors are yellow and red. There's no green. There's no good amount of ghosts to have.
Yeah, it's yellow to red. Run. Right. Oh, there's even a little measure here for aura.
Wow.
Like a little side one. So
that's
keep
really fun. Okay.
Here we go. Play the video and I'll play this. We'll sync up. Go.
No content. Jesus.
Okay, we're at min. I'm going to move slowly closer. We're going to move them closer together. It's peaking a little bit. It's moving a little more on min. We're halfway.
Oh my God.
Holy shit, it's... Oh, it's close. Wait, I'm going to get it closer. We hit three lights.
Oh, Christ. For those listening at home, ghouls are frankly spiraling around the room out of control. And at that point, the chair has stopped moving. And I think the detector has slowed down a little bit.
We hit three lights on the detector.
Cool.
We never made it into max.
Okay.
On the ghost detector. Aura was always pretty straight lining. I'm not going to go just by this app that I downloaded right. for free that offers in-app purchases, which increase the chances of finding a ghost.
Cool.
But, you know, these are things that we have to take into consideration. Now, that wasn't the only app that I downloaded. I downloaded more app, but I don't know whether or not we're going to use it. Because first, I need to establish, Kit, if your house is haunted. If this house right now that we're in is haunted.
I know.
Despite the hundreds of cats that are fighting outside of our window.
But that's outside the house. I don't think that has any bearing on the insides.
Within the confines of the house.
Yeah.
Is there any paranormal activity going on right here?
Not that I'm aware of. We've never gone there. Granted, there is an attic space that I'm never going to look into.
Right. I mean, it's worth pointing out that this time we went to record the podcast, I mean, it's the same room we've always done, but now there's a hole in the roof.
Granted. Right. There's several holes in several of our ceilings. There are large spiders. I don't believe they're haunted. They're definitely spooky, but I don't believe they're haunted.
Yeah. You were playing Jumanji earlier as well, which was weird.
Yes, sir. I did summon a jungle man of sorts, but I sent him whence he came, and he is gone.
He's gone now.
As of this afternoon.
So you think it's a ghoul-free area?
I believe.
All right. Well, I'm going to put that to the test, kid, because I, on my laptop, have a quiz that you can take to tell whether or not your house is haunted.
All right. I'm up for this. What if the plot twist of this is that I'm the ghost of my house? It's like first question is like, are there other inhabitants of the house that don't want you there? Oh, well, yeah, for sure.
Yeah, the residents, for one. They're real dicks. Always forming circles and reading from the Bible.
They got priests around here 6 nights a week. Can you believe that?
They don't like it when I fight outside with the other cats. Wait, are you a cat? No, what?
What are your favorite activities? I don't know, possessing cats, fighting other cats.
All right, Kid Greer, are you ready to find out whether or not your house, this house we're in right now, is haunted?
Are you trying to buy my house? Are you trying to neg me on the price of my house?
Not only is your house haunted, but it's structurally not sound.
Dangerous.
Dangerous.
Worst.
Now, this is a quiz that I found and didn't read through, so we're experiencing this together.
Okay.
All right, so, question number one, what is your age?
I actually forgot my age recently. Do you ever do that? Like talking to someone?
Yeah, I forget what year it is. Dude, nonstop.
Ridiculous. Yeah, I'm 25.
25. So you fit in the 25 to 30 years old category.
That's true.
What is your gender? I mean, I've wondered this for a while.
Decline to comment. Excuse. Male.
Do things move by themselves? I guess that means
what?
In the house.
In
like,
my
not
house?
Just cars and machines.
Yeah. I don't think so.
No, you don't think
so? I'm going to be real with you right now.
Do you hear noises? The cats also.
All the time. I mean, my tinnitus is through the roof. I just hear a constant howling, and that's without the cats. Adding the cats, I can't hear my own goddamn mother talking to me on the phone.
Number 6. Do you know if anyone has died recently in your house?
Ooh, I've not lived here for even but a year. So, very potentially.
Right. Okay. We'll go, yeah, one or two.
I guess people die everywhere.
House.
Yeah,
literally everywhere. They just drop dead.
Yeah.
We're probably on an Indian burial ground right now.
Yeah, I mean, granted, we are in the
the Native American section of the British Museum.
Right,
yes,
right.
Granted.
Where I've pitched my tent. Illegally for the last few months.
Are there times where you don't feel like yourself? Brackets. This could be a sign of possession.
Ooh, that's a good question. That's a really good question. I definitely like to pawn off my behaviors on my alter ego, Chad.
Right.
Yeah. So whenever I do something a little bit naughty, like I smash something deliberately, or I verbally abuse my flatmates.
Yeah.
I like to say that's Chad.
That's Chad.
Kit wouldn't do that, you see. So that's more of a Chad thing to do.
Chad's a pretty massive dickling.
Oh my God. Yeah.
Unbelievable.
Dude. I mean, he takes people's like phones and he'll just like throw them down the toilet, like out the window, stuff
so,
like that.
So right
like
now
that.
This is
classic Chad.
This is Kit.
I think so. For the moment in speaking, yeah.
Chad comes around pretty
Can
quick.
Can I have a look at your phone, though?
Often if I'm ever insulted, Chad appears pretty damn fast.
Yeah, you're not wrong. If I have a beer, I mean, Chad really finishes that beer off. Yeah.
Have you looked at something, in brackets, like a book or something?
Right.
Turned around, turned back around, and it wasn't there?
So specific. This is the person who wrote this quiz is trying to work out if he's haunted.
Yeah, these have all happened to him.
No, sometimes I walk into, I think everyone does that thing where they walk into a room, forget what they're doing.
So you were possessed?
Maybe.
Kit walked in, Chad walked out. That's what you're saying. But you're saying this, objects aren't disappearing.
Not to my knowledge.
Okay. Do you ever have unexplainable dreams / nightmares?
Absolutely, dude. I had a... I can't believe I'm about to tell another cat story.
What?
I completely forgot about this. I've got a nightmare to tell you about. I had a nightmare last night, dude. Okay, so...
A cat story?
This is unbelievably... I can't believe I totally... You know whenever you blank on a dream until someone brings it up?
Yeah.
This is my... And my girlfriend could verify this if needs be because I told
her
about it.
Right, but she is a cat, though.
Felicity, for sure. Yeah. Yeah, I dreamt last night...
Okay.
...that I'd got a new job and I was headed up across town. I got the bus across town to my new job and I went to the building for the first time. Very large, grand kind of chandeliers and everything.
Nice.
Haunted-ass building. Very spooky. And whenever I got there, whoever I was seeing, they were like, oh, just take a seat in the waiting room or whatever. And this little cat was walking about.
Jesus Christ.
This cat... It like, you know, the cats just kind of like walk over you or whatever.
Yes.
And this thing was walking on my shoulders.
With his little freaking paws around my neck.
Wait for it, dude.
What?
This cat, you know, whenever cats like bring out their little claws to like kind of like, you know, settle down and you whatever. And they were kind of pincing me, just like pricking me. And I was like, ow. And then it started doing it to my face and kind of like sticking his claws into my face a little bit. And then over my eyes, and I was like kind of laughing it off and like, ah, little shit. I can't see if you do that. I can't see if you're like pricking my eyes with your paws. And then the cat whispered in my ear, I'll be your eyes. Had a run that time.
There's no way this is real.
That's what I dreamt last night, dude.
This is real.
I dreamt that last night, dude.
I'll be your eyes. Oh my god. I can't breathe.
Oh my god.
So I guess apart from that, nothing too spooky in my nightmares.
That's the most f***ed up thing I've ever heard. Oh my god, the fact that that ties into everything. You need to move. You have to move. You're gonna be like Adam. You're gonna wake up with like scratches on your face.
So I guess I have had a few nightmares.
Jesus Christ, we could skip the rest, just go straight to yes. Haunted as fuck. Okay, yes. Every night, all the time.
Uh-huh, okay.
Last question.
Yes.
Just so you know, I think my house is haunted.
It's not a question.
It's just him saying, I think I guess the person who made the quiz thinks their house is haunted because the only options to choose are awesome, cool, I don't really care, and results now.
I mean, I think you can feel that one, to be honest.
Results now, please. Ooh, your house is 46% haunted.
Yeah, so, I mean, but is 50% like... Is it like a pass at university?
It's a really confusing result because it says your house is 46% haunted with 46% of a bar filled out.
Cool.
Then the description is your house is somewhat haunted, but it still is. You have to be careful with what you do. If things get too out of hand, please do something about it. So we found out that your house is 46% haunted.
I'd say that's about fair.
I'm going to round off our investigation into your house with the second app that I downloaded, which is the Ghost Detector.
Okay.
All right. So I'm going to
load this. So what was the last one if this was...
Ghost Sensor? Yeah, this is completely
different.
Sorry,
I'll try and keep up.
So it's calibrating the sensors right now.
Right.
And there we go. We're going to load in. This actually uses the camera.
Right. It seems to be sort of AR type thing.
It uses the camera. Well, it's obviously not AR. It's IRL. And it uses...
AF.
So it uses the sensors on your phone to measure EVP levels and detect paranormal activities. Obviously, it stands for everyday...
You're stalling.
I'm not stalling. I'm just pausing for dramatic effect.
Okay.
It obviously stands for one of the biggest terms in the paranormal industry.
Yeah.
And that term is EVP.
Right. Yeah, no, I know that bit, but if you could just...
Enormously very paranormal is what it stands for.
Thanks, that's all I wanted to know.
And you need to know whether it's legit. So to start, I've been served an ad.
For Clash of Kings?
For Clash of Kings, sure. Which obviously we need to watch before we get to the ghost detection. Okay. So as you can see, Kit... Jesus Christ!
What's happening?
You need to see what you look like.
Oh dear.
Holy shit, I'm gonna screen cap this and put it on our Twitter and Facebook.
Do I look good?
You look like David. do like a peace sign or something so we can see your hands. So as you can see by this app, it allows you to scan the surroundings.
Do you wanna pass it to me and I can see what you look like?
Yeah, 100%.
I'll screenshot. Oh!
We got a ghost signal. It's here on the radar. Okay, I'm gonna move around and track it. Here we go. Entity detected. Type ghost. Frequency 0.0483157. We can ask it a question.
What?
What should we say? Bah. Jesus Christ.
What's up?
What's up?
Do they speak English?
I don't know. I just sent it. Okay, it's transmitting now. I can actually see the ghost. This is weird.
What does it look like?
It's like a... Come over here. It's like a glowy spirit.
Receiving response.
He's responding. Look.
Oh, that.
It's right here. Oh, my neck!
Jesus.
Holy shit, my neck! Now he's writing back.
That's a little kid. I don't like this.
I'm not actually joking. That really hurt my neck. Yeah, like I got a really sharp pain. Me, he said, stop while you can. And then I'm served an ad about Bitcoin trading.
Stop while we can.
Okay, I'm stopping there.
You get like
horrible
yeah, that horrible
twitch in my neck where it's like being stabbed in the side of my head.
Ooh, that's awful.
I'm going to leave that down to just something that happens to humans.
Stop while you can. Do you think he listens to the pod?
The pod's going downhill.
We've investigated Adam's case. Mm. We've gone a little further. We found out what it is to be living in a haunted house. Yeah. We've investigated our own spirits. We've used the ghost sensor to investigate Adam's footage. We've used the ghost detector to examine our own surroundings and have experiences with the paranormal.
Right.
What do you think? Where do you come down?
Yeah, this is definitely some interesting developments. This has been some pretty rock hard evidence.
Yeah.
Granted, I've flip-flopped a couple times over the course of this podcast, but if that isn't being a paranormal investigator, I don't know what is. That was definitely pretty interesting, that last video. I like that, the video evidence. As you say, these are tropey activities.
Yeah.
This is quite textbook stuff.
Mm-hmm.
And in that regard, it's somewhat believable. I think lots of people have experienced things like this all around the world.
Yeah.
I think Adam has just gone to extra lengths to document this. And he has this kind of fan base online that are kind of, everyone's piling in and taking interest in it. It's definitely quite convincing. I don't know about the exact details. I don't know if we're looking for, you know, the popular illustration of Dear David that we posted, for example, accompanying our last podcast.
Right.
I don't know if that's what we're actually looking for here, like a genuine little boy running around with a caved in head.
Or whether it's just negative spirits,
bad
energy,
some sort
bad
juju.
Mm-hmm. Now, I've been close to this case. I've been close to the ghosts because I've been downloading apps.
Yeah.
One of my major hang-ups here,
sure,
is that usually when we have someone going out of their way to announce that they had a horrible paranormal experience, it is at the risk of their own reputation. It ruins their careers. It ruins their home life.
Yes,
it makes them an uncredible source in mm-hmm. their job line. And it can essentially ruin people's lives because it's so traumatic. The response that this has had has tripled Adam's followers. And also, it's different now that I'm reading it to you, but all of these tweets about the incidents are written so... It's so scripted.
It's so tight.
Instead of just tweeting out all the paragraphs of like, I can't believe what's happening, it's, so I opened the door. Nothing weird, okay?
Mm.
And then that's the tweet. And then there's another tweet with a little bit more information.
Yeah.
And then a little bit more information. He's telling a story.
Yeah,
you know?
Yeah.
He's not
yeah.
being haunted. It's telling a story, which is a little disheartening because there is a very large amount of evidence in this case. And it's an interesting case. It's a romantic case, which I think people like to believe.
Mm-hmm.
Because people like believing in ghost stories. But in terms of whether or not I think it is real,
mm-hmm.
I gotta say, after two episodes of research, it's gonna be a no from me.
That's fair. That's more than fair.
Yeah. Where do you come down, Kit?
I think that's a pretty fair evaluation, Rory.
Mm-hmm.
It's a little too neat and tidy.
Yes, I agree.
It's, you know, we've investigated cases in the past. You know, like Philip Schneider, you know, who's investigating underground aliens and that kind of thing. God, he ended up with, you know, he didn't have 30,000 followers on Twitter. He ended up with a goddamn garden hose around his neck, dead in his apartment.
Yeah.
You know, that's what happens to these guys who are unveiling the truth.
Mm-hmm.
And I know what you mean. That gives it more credence that they kind of gave it all for it. You know, I guess what's fascinating about this is a very new medium.
Mm-hmm.
For paranormal research. So I guess, you know, this might be a pill we have to swallow, that people are going to be disclosing this information over social media from now on.
Yeah. I guess it's the equivalent of, for example, the man that gets kidnapped by aliens and then goes to write his novel about what it was like being kidnapped by aliens and tours the world.
Yeah.
His career now is the experience that he may or may not have had. And this is a very watered-down version of that. It's using this experience to... garner huge amounts of social media attention. And it's gotten to the point where, whether or not Adam does believe this is happening to him, he's abusing the situation and turning it into a show for the world.
Right.
Rather than, I need help. I truly believe my house is being haunted by a child.
It would be interesting to see if, I don't know if the case will develop that far, but if he was willing to have the goddamn Ghostbusters down there with their ghost apps... and try and suck these things up with a Hoover.
Yeah.
You know, I've played enough Luigi's Mansion to know how it works.
I mean, we know these things. You can't kill them, but you can detect them and talk to them.
Absolutely.
And then get weird sharp pains in your neck. So again, this case is ongoing. I think in terms of our investigation, we're putting the stamp down on it as a double no.
That's right.
But if anything does change, we might talk about it fleetingly on the end of other episodes. It's not something we're going to give up on. We like to keep up to date with paranormal posted casings. But in terms of Dear David and the investigation so far, that's a double no from us.
That's right.
But we hope you enjoyed this episode of This Paranormal Life, and join us next week for a brand new paranormal tale.